the Lord says, you will now live because you have repented in Christ Jesus. Now, blessed people, the Lord Almighty spoke with me this past night in a very, very serious way. In fact, this morning, a very, very mighty way. And in that conversation, the Lord took me into heaven and he gave me the leaves of the tree of life. In fact, this is the second time he's doing so. Yesterday he spoke the same, but I was very busy, was not able to come to you. And the leaves of the tree of life flourished very, very powerfully. So there is a very big revival. And then by voice, God the Father said, he said, these are for the healing of the nations. These are for the healing of the nations. Go and prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. And so this is a very serious time. Even when you look at what is happening in your news, it's unbelievable. You see the war, you see the escalation, you see the nuclear bombers have been brought in place now, the B-52, B-1 bombers. Very, very serious moment when the Lord stood his mega prophet on the mountain of the Lord in Jerusalem. And he spoke to Jerusalem and spoke to the earth from there. Now look what is happening. The whole earth is shaken. But at the same time, on this other side, the Lord is saying revival, revival. So the meeting that's coming up is going to be very, very massive. It's going to be a very massive revival. Healings, cripples are going to get up and walk. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the mute will speak. I have seen, you remember that conversation I shared with you? I came live on air when the Lord showed me I was wearing the white clothes for the healing service. And I was walking in the healing service. As I was walking, the cripples were getting up and walking, the wheelchairs, crutches, everything were being harvested. And it was, I was harvesting a lot of crutches and wheelchairs and made a heap of abandoned wheelchairs and crutches and white cane. As I was walking through the meeting, the Lord Almighty, those who are calling this phone, can you fear the Lord? Those who are sending texts here, whether you are abroad, Australia, wherever, USA, please honor the Lord. The voice of the Lord is on air now. So it's going to be very, very serious. You remember that conversation when the Lord showed me there is a meeting I'm going to, where I was walking wearing the white clothes of the healing service, the garments of the Lord, the glorious garment of God's glory. And I was walking through, I can see an opening, both sides there are people, they lined up people that were crippled, blind, and they were abandoning wheelchairs and crutches and what, and it was a lot of crutches, so I was grabbing them a heap on my chest and pouring at the side, carrying wheelchairs with somebody and throwing there. It was a mountain of abandoned wheelchairs as I was moving with power there. So it's a very tremendous time that we live in. At the same time, you can tell from what is happening in Israel that now I've gained contact with Israel. Now my word is established in Israel. Now they are calling me here. They're saying, please pray for us, bless us. Then you understand that the time for the Lord to redeem the house of Jacob is near now. Has drawn nigh, has come now. That means any moment the rapture will take place. That's why we need to run. We need to move even faster. Much, much faster to reach out to other people, give them opportunity to enter into the glorious eternal kingdom of God Almighty. This is a very serious time. Even the flights from Dubai or from Qatar, you see them going all the way to Russia. When you're going to the U.S. now, you go to Russia. When they reach Russia, they go to the North Pole, up the sea there. The North Pole, up there. And when they go up, now they enter Canada from the top of Canada, the coldest part of Canada, and that is how they now come down again and enter USA, flies to the US. Tremendous moment. And you see what's happening, every single group, every single side has prepared for war. But remember that Israel does win this war. The Messiah is coming. Thank you.